Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, first, before we get into the politics and obviously the speech by Hillary Clinton last night at the Democratic National Convention, a reminder to all the listeners that you'll be at Tanglewood for a live roundtable on the road today.
We will. We always love Tanglewood. We love the Boston Symphony. They have been our partners for all these years, and they treat us so well, and they treat our audience so well when we go there. And we'll hear from now famous conductor of the Boston Symphony, Andreas Nelsons, and it's going to be terrific.
Now on to the speech by Hillary Clinton last night, capped off a four-day Democratic Party convention celebration with a plea for national unity and tolerance.
Well, I was impressed. I thought she did what she had to do. She acknowledged that people didn't trust her yet, in a way. She talked about who she was. She certainly talked about the Trump threat. I thought her allusion to Trump having his finger on the nuclear button was enough to scare anybody, and saying, by the way he had conducted himself in this campaign, did anybody think that he was a person who should have that power? I think that is really something that will count for a great deal. It worked with Johnson and Goldwater. I think it will work here. This is not a guy with his intemperate statements about women and everything else who people will say won't act off the top of his head like he acts off the top of his head with everything else.
We also had a speech by the first daughter, Chelsea Clinton.
I thought she made the point. Her mom was a mom. She'd always been there for her. That is something that American families always want to know. I don't think anybody who's seen the pictures of Hillary with a grandchild or Bill beaming on, which they kept showing during the convention, had any doubt that this was a strong nuclear family and they had to do that. I think Hillary Clinton had this very tough thing for a woman. She has to show that she is a woman, which satisfies everybody in the country, but she also has to show that she's tough and tough as nails, and that she is. So what you get is a sort of combination. Look, this is a test that men don't have to face in this country. You know, a man's a man. But a woman will often be held responsible, and it's crazy, for keeping the family going, keeping the husband going, being supportive, but also being so tough that she can lead this country in any situation. And I think Hillary Clinton has done that successfully. Look, the Barack Obama speech was terrific. He's tweeting now that she's done a good job. It is, in fact, a transference process that either works or doesn't, and I think it's working.
Did the speech by Andrew Cuomo, who recalled his father's 1984 keynote, succeed the moment on the stage last night for Andrew Cuomo? Not in prime time, but certainly got a positive response.
Hey, David, there's no problem with what he said. He was smart enough to refer to his father in glowing terms. I think there's a real nostalgia for the father, for Mario, who I worked with for all of those years, you know, on the Me and Mario program. But the newspapers are making much of the fact that he did not mention Hillary Clinton until 13 minutes into his speech. And most of the speech was credit claiming, I did, I did, I did. Look, everybody knows that the people around Andrew Cuomo have been subpoenaed, that there is an ongoing investigation. This was a very important moment for him. I think he did fine.
I keep thinking, Alan, of the debate that New York U.S. Senate candidate Hillary Clinton had with Rick Lazio, in which Lazio approached her on the stage and caused a kerfuffle. Is that possible with a guy like Trump on a stage with Clinton at a debate?
Look, anybody who underestimates Trump is just looking for trouble. This is a guy who has done extremely well against all of the odds. He gets to be the nominee. The entire Republican establishment, it would seem, comes out against him. Two Republican presidents don't show up at the convention. Now, will he stand up in a debate? Will Donald Trump play the bully with Hillary Clinton? Well, he better not, because if he does, it's going to give her an opportunity to really show her stuff, as it did with the old Rick Lazio debate that we've all become so familiar with. I think he's just too smart. He'll try to beat her up on substance, but I don't think he'll do anything that stupid. But then again, you know, we have seen him do some things that have really riled many people. But then again, the polls are showing him to be right up there with her, and it's going to be a very close race.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, enjoy Tanglewood today, and of course, to all, enjoy the weekend.
You too, David.